Blog Talk Radio.
Second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You just heard Stillness from Jason Marcellus's new album, Music for Meditation and Relaxation Part 1. This is like the third time he's been on the show. Hold on a sec. I think this is him here now. Good morning. Is this Jason?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I was just telling people that that was Stillness from your album. And for people who don't know, I mean, I don't know if you don't know, then I don't know, you've been hiding under a rock, but the name Marcellus should, like, bring up some stuff for you, like fame and fortune. he's the son of pianist and musician, music educator Ellis Marcellus, and his wife Dolores. He's the youngest sibling of Winton, Bradford, and Dofeo. The four brothers and their patriarch Ellis comprised New Orleans' venerable first family of jazz. And like I said, he's been on here before. We've had some funny conversations before, but this is a whole different thing. And wow, I was listening to it, and I was listening to the album. You know, you sent me the clips, and let's just ask, why this? Why now?
Yeah. This is the first time that I've done an album like this, and I'll give a little backstory as to how this even, like, happened and how I even got this idea. It actually started years ago in the early days of YouTube, as I can jokingly say now, yes, many years ago in the old days of YouTube, you could not have videos
right?
longer than 10 minutes. It was a long time ago, before you were born, but it was a long time. So, yeah, it was during that time. I don't think you could even have 10-minute videos yet. So the whole thing of videos that go on for hours, that was not a thing. But it was a video that I stumbled onto, and I don't know if the algorithms was even happening yet, but I stumbled onto this video of a massage therapist. And she's doing these massages, and she's talking, like, in a quiet voice because the whole thing is supposed to be relaxing. And it was. And I was like, wow, this is a really relaxing video. Like, this is – and, people would comment on this video saying, like, wow, this is really nice. You ought to do, like, some kind of relaxing audio, which the woman eventually did. And then I started to discover more videos. Like, people started uploading other videos from other people that was similar to that. To where it even started this trend that I think people name it, ASMR? ASMR, where it's like this whole thing
they
of
talk,
these relaxing videos.
Yeah. Hi,
now,
how are you?
Yes, exactly. Now, I will
What's
admit,
happening?
Yes. Now, I will admit this. I will say that some of those videos get kind of weird because then – It starts to become something else, because it kind of – this is what happens in America. You have a trend, and then it goes into this other direction. And it's like, no, this isn't what this originally was. But I digress.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another company that started – that was making videos. And at some point, for some reason, I had noticed the music that they had. Because, these videos would have music. Some would, some won't. And the music had, like, a tempo or a pulse, and something in me said, I could probably make music like this. And then that was a thought.
And you could do it better,
just,
right? Is that what you said? You said, I can make music like this, mine's going to be better than theirs?
No, I didn't even say that. I was just like,
you didn't even say
that? And then that was it. No, and then that was it. So what happened, and that was, like, some years ago. Now, what brought it on now was, was unfortunately due to the pandemic when you know, when everything was shut down and, you know, there were no performances and no gigs and we were all in our houses, I thought of that idea. And I said, you know what? I ought to maybe try this for like a live stream. Just let me just try this. And, you know, I went to the vibes and I had some ideas of things that I wanted to do. And so so I ended up doing a live stream of music that, you know, set that mood. And I decided to get this you know, I was using these, like, sounds of, like, beach waves or sounds of water or rain and so forth. And so, you know, I gave it a shot, and there was some people who liked it. So I decided to take the live stream, which was in a studio, and just clean it up and mix it and master it. And so now we have this new record.
Let me play another song. This is Rolling Waves from Jason Marcellus' new album, Music for Meditation and Relaxation, Part 1. The music, so, you know, I don't know if people know, I don't play the whole thing, it's like 30-second clips, but I can try to figure out which 30-second clip I'm going to put in there. And, you know, at first I was like, okay, what's different? And I'm like listening, and they are different. Like, you have the ocean in some, and then you have this steady vibration in others. Was this keyboard? I mean, what instruments did you use to create these sounds?
Oh, really? Just the vibraphone.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was it.
And
it was just the vibraphone. Yeah. You know, now the beach sounds were actually recorded by a friend of mine by the name of Susan Young. She's Susan Fleming now, but and her husband Benjamin Fleming. They went to the, because I asked her, like, could you record some beach sounds? Because I will admit that I was. There was some live streams that I would do, and I was using some beach sounds that would come from online, and then I would get, like, copyright strikes, which was interesting.
Okay.
So I said, all right, I'll just get my own. So she recorded some for me. And, so I have my own, so I use that. But, yeah, what happens is the instrument I'm playing is the vibraphone, and that's it. And I realized that. You know, it is an instrument. And I also realized, too, with that instrument, because usually when we hear it, it is a percussive instrument, obviously, and you usually hear it in very virtuosic ways. But I realized the instrument can be really mellow also. And so you can play chords using really soft mallets, and you can create this sustained mood that can really relax someone. And so that's one of the things that I was trying to do with this particular album. And I was trying to emulate certain sounds. Like, for example, this interlude that I refer to as the Tibetan bowls interlude. It's to emulate that sound of the Tibetan bowls that are used to relax people. So, but it was just vibraphone. It was nothing else, just that instrument.
You know, it's interesting because I grew up as a Buddhist, and we had a bell that you would use between, like, different chapters of this, you know, words that we would chant, and it just reminded, it brought me back to that. And I remember, you know, because my mom started, I think I was like 5 or something, that she had started practicing Buddhism. Let me ask you this. What did your parents teach you about relaxation and meditation, or did they teach you about meditation and relaxation?
You know what? They actually didn't. The only thing I will say, though, they didn't, but there were these two cassettes that I had, and I'm not sure who got these. And one was this, and it was one that was for kids, and it was like a mind calming and visualization tape, and it was this woman that was like reading a story, and it was, I guess, you know, to get your kid to calm down, because I was super hyper back then. So I guess that was that. And there was another one that was, I don't even know whose tape this was. It was a guy that was speaking, It wasn't really for kids, per se, but it was just a relaxation tape where he's talking and there's sounds of the beach. And yeah, I don't even know where those cassettes are now, but I heard these a long time ago. But that was sort of the only exposure that I had to that at the time. But they didn't really teach me much about it, honestly. I know that there's people who do meditation, and I will say that I think that it might have been my mother who may have talked to me about or set me up an appointment to get a massage years ago. And, you know, we just got – I think it was my mother. I think so. I think it was her.
Wow. That's really interesting. So your mom
I think it was her.
Is the one. Okay. I mean, so you feel that you're not hyper anymore? Do you feel like you're not hyper anymore, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it depends, you know. I mean, you know, getting older. Not like I was back then. So, but I mean, I'm not like I was back then. I'm a little too old for that now. You know, you get tired. But anyway,
Let me play another song for them. This is Looking Up at the Stars. This is Jason Marcellus' Music for Meditation and Relaxation Part 1 album. I used to go to this place called the Franklin Institute. It's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And it's like a science tech place for kids and families. And they had the planetarium. And it was this huge room. And you would sit in and you would lean back and look up. And they would talk about, you know, the stars and the universe. They didn't have music like this per se. But that's what, like, I was like, oh, they should use this in there, you know. Do you remember your first experience maybe, or did you ever go out into nature and look up at the stars? Because, you know, living in the city, we can't see a lot of stars sometimes. Do you have your first experience looking up at stars?
You know what? I do remember. I don't remember the very first time I did it. It had happened. I just can't remember the first time I did it. But I have a vague memory of going to a planetarium when I was really young. And you'd look up.
Really?
And have the display. Oh, yeah. I went to, I don't even remember where it was. But I don't know if it was up. It was in the New Orleans area. But, and I want to say maybe my parents took me or something. But I remember, as a kid, going to the planetarium, like, oh, okay, this is, wow. And being into that. The funny thing about looking up at the stars, I'm kind of laughing because it was also influenced by the music from that NPR segment, Stardate.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
Stardate today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, slightly. It doesn't sound exactly like it, but, you know, they do have music for that, you know, you know, it's like sustained and they use synthesizers in the background. So it was inspired a bit by that as well. But nonetheless,
now,
that is, uh-huh.
No, go ahead. Finish your thoughts. Go ahead.
No, all I was saying is that is another avenue, you know, another view of relaxation, you know, when you are outside and you're in nature and it's just really quiet.
I mean, some people think it's cool. Some people can't stand it. They are like complete city folk, you know. I would say I'm like half and half. Like, I need to have two homes, one in like the suburban area where it's like completely pitch black. You can't see your hand in front of your face type of thing, but you can see the stars.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I need to have my condo, you know, on the 25th floor, you know, looking over the skyline type of thing. See, that's the kind of gal I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand that. I'll admit that I was in, there was this house that my parents used to own. For a short time, they eventually just let it go. And it was way out in the country.
Mm.
And I remember I stayed there one night with them, and it was kind of eerie because it was really quiet.
Really quiet, yeah.
Really, I'm thinking, this is interesting. I don't know if I'm really comfortable with this. Like, really, like, really, really. I'm like, wow, I don't know. And I wasn't sure if I was really into that. I mean, there's times where you need it, but this was like really silent. Where I'm like,
I know, trust me. Yes, I understand.
It was,
my godmother had a house like that. It was in Doylestown. It's outside of Philadelphia, and like I said, you can't see your hand in front of your face if you go out like too far from the house, and it's really quiet. And, like, you keep thinking something's going to happen. Because in the city, you got, like, cars parking, you know, fire trucks, somebody yelling, my keys,
like
you know, where's my beer, something. Somebody's doing something, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but, like, out in Bush, Louisiana, no.
Let me ask you, have you thought about, like, you know that you're using meditation and mindfulness in school for kids? To help with discipline issues, have you thought about the practical use of this album and maybe like I don't know, marketing it to like social workers or people in schools to say, hey, maybe use this to help your kids, stuff type of thing, or is it just for adults to listen and relax?
Actually, what's happening, you know, because what I did, I just sort of put the album out first, and now I'm actually looking into different things. And honestly, that journey has just gotten started. The album is for anybody in all ages who can use it. But I will say that I did get in touch with someone who does yoga.
Okay.
Because they commented on one of, I think, one of the live streams. And I just contacted them lately. And we've been in touch and we've talked about maybe doing like a live performance for like a yoga class or something like that. So, but the point being, that has just started. You know, there's other things that I'm going to be looking into, you know, such as meditations and massage therapy and even like the mental therapy for kids. I'll even look into that as well. So that is something that I think will be looked into the future.
I mean, right now you were just saying that, like, I thought about you having a huge orchestra, even though, like you said, you're using a vibraphone, but you could have this huge orchestra and then, like, this backdrop of, like, people doing yoga on the screen. It's like a artsy-fartsy type of thing, you know what I mean? But if you do that, I need, like, 10%. I'll say 5% of the door if you use my idea with that type of thing. So
sure.
Let me play another one. This is a place of reflection from Jason Marcellus' Music for Meditation and Relaxation, Part 1. Jason, with this COVID thing, we thought it was ending. Now we got Omicron. Now there might be Omicron Part 2. What are you reflecting on now in your life, your family? What's going on?
Yeah, well, the main thing is just trying to be safe. You know, it's a tough thing, but that's really the best thing that you can do and protect yourself as best you can, because I think that it is you know, it's a very serious pandemic. You know, it's unfortunate that there are those who don't take it as seriously, sadly. But nonetheless, that's really all that you can do at this point.
Are you going out for gigs? Are you playing? Are you traveling outside the country?
Yeah, well, I did do some traveling outside of the country in October. And, in fact, I had to go out with Jazz and Lincoln Center with Winton for a short time. And I did. But the thing is that, you know, I make sure that, you know, I'm wearing a mask. I mean, you have to, but still, I make sure to protect myself with wearing a mask. And I've made sure that the vaccinations are updated and all of that. So I'm okay with it only because I just make sure to protect myself.
Yeah, yeah. And
protect myself from others.
Right. So have you ever been confronted or have you confronted anybody like about their beliefs about this whole thing of why not get vaccinated or why not wear a mask? Have you ever had any altercations like that, or you've been around people who all think similar to you?
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of altercations with the folks that, you know, don't wear a mask, or like I haven't encountered a lot of that. You know, I know pretty much why it is that they would think that, you know, and, you know, and I mean, if I do at some point, you know, there may be a conversation that pursues, but a lot of it is, you know, there's an irony about what's going on with in regards to science is that it's very interesting that a lot of the things that would happen with musicians is now happening in science, which is crazy. And here's what I mean.
Okay.
Here's what I mean is that there are, I'll give an example of a story. Okay. And this is something that I heard from my eldest brother, Bradford. And he was having a conversation with somebody about music. And I guess there was some music that Bradford said wasn't really that great, but I guess the guy liked it. But then the guy starts to argue with Bradford about this and that, and he's arguing back and forth. And then finally, I think Bradford asked him, let me ask you something, man. What is your opinion of optometry? You know, or what?
What?
Yeah, like, you know, like it was like some field of like medicine. And then the guy says, well, I don't really have an opinion of it because I don't know anything about it. Bradford said, yeah, you walked right into that one.
Oh, wow. I see.
Yeah. And so the point is that with being a musician, and this has happened for a long time, my theory on it, I think, is because music can be entertaining, and I think music is something that people like. They'll defend something that they like. Sometimes it may not even be great. I mean, if you like it, that's fine. But where it gets tricky is when you start to actually argue with a musician, like somebody that actually has practiced and has studied.
That
and
went
knows
to what school?
Music.
You mean like that got an education about the situation?
Yes.
And you know, might know something? I mean, really?
Yes.
I think we talked about this on one of our other we talked about something similar on one of our other interviews. Let me ask you this. So you're using this vibraphone. Do you have a certain brand that you like or that you see that would travel well when you, like, say, go out and try to do this, you know, in the community or in different states?
Right. Well, right now I'm endorsed by Marimba One.
Okay.
They make great marimbas, and now they've been making vibraphones, and you know, it's a really, and they've been really supportive with making sure that I have an instrument. So, you know, and I've got one in New Orleans. So when I do shows in New Orleans, I just pack it up and bring it to the show and so forth. You know, and that one, you know, and vibes, you know, there's sort of, it's funny. There's different instruments. I think it's a pro and con with the different instruments, because you have some instruments of other brands that break down into smaller pieces, and you can fit it into any car. The problem is the setup time is even longer because you have to, it's more pieces to put together. So it adds, I believe, 10 minutes to the setup time, you know, rather than like Marimba One doesn't break down like that, but the setup time is, it's your average, you know, like what, 10, 15 minutes.
Now this is part one. You said music for meditation and relaxation, part one. What would we expect to see for part two? How can you make it different?
Honestly, it's pretty much going to be the same thing, except it's just different, you know, just different pieces, you know, because the way that I do it is that I, you know, these are improvised moods, if you will, and I think about chords and what tone I want to set. But so that's how it works. So, you know, like this one, there'll be, you know, different keys, different, like something maybe in one key, something maybe in another key. So there is a volume two, and that will probably be released in the fall. But it's, you know, it's a similar thing, you know, where it's just vibes and, you know, next time I may have a sound of rain, you know, for something different.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was going to mention that, yeah. Because some people like the rain thing. I'm not, I'm not into the rain. I think I like the ocean. I like the one that has the steady vibration sound and then, like, points in between that kind of, like, ding, 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 you know. it's weird. I don't like the mm-hmm. people talking thing, though. I can't get into that. That's kind
well,
of creepy to me. I don't know. But, I mean, do you think you might put that on there?
No. Here's the thing about that,
okay.
though. And I think
he said,
this has,
no.
I need to explain that because I saw it unfold, and I said, oh, we're going in the wrong direction here. See, the original video, and this was when ASMR was not a thing. This was not something that was some trend that millions of people knew about. And then you have a segment on the Today Show where they don't even know what the hell they're talking about, and it's all wrong. No, this before all of that. Yeah, no, I saw it. It was, I'm like, damn, this is, and, you know, after the segment ended, the people that are the hosts are like, God, I don't find any of this relaxing. I apologize for that segment. That was just, but anyway, before all of that happened, the original videos were just, and I can even name some of the people. Like, there was a woman named Lita. A woman named Lita had a page called, I think she even made her own page, massageclips.com. And it was just her doing, you know, an actual, you know, massage and talking about, you know, the points. She's, you know,
right,
running the muscles,
on.
But she's saying
yes.
it in a relaxing way. And it and she's not even trying to create this mood. It just happens. That, and then you had
but
another
see,
woman
Jason,
named,
you know what? This goes back to what you just talked about. Listen to this though here. You like that type of thing, and some other people like the crinkling of the paper and the, you know, and all that. So everybody likes something different, you know. So, I mean, you know, but we're running out of time here. I want to thank you so much for coming on again. And I do like this because it's completely different from something, you know, anything you've done before. And I think in this day and time, we have a lot of stress. You know, there's a lot of car. In my area, all these carjackings are happening. You know, people are stressed out still about, you know, losing
you know
jobs
that's,
and
that's,
taking care
that's
of their
the
family and
in,
stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the same in New Orleans. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? So we need some relaxation and meditation.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you. When can I buy some? Can I get some copies? I wanted to get some giveaways to people. Where can people buy it? Is it online, or when is it coming out?
No, it's online. Yeah, it's online. I decided to make this like a download only recording.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can get it.
All right.
You know, like in fact,
like
you
Amazon.
Can get it iTunes or Apple Music or Amazon or. You can get it at all the Bandcamp. You can get it there.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah, you can download.
So I'll give some downloads away then. I'll give some downloads away. I'll hold the contest and people, you got to follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Check me out on Facebook Saturday mornings with Joy Keys and on Instagram Saturdays with Joy Keys. And Jason, what's your website and where are you on social media? What's your hook on social media?
Oh, a lot of places. I mean, there's jasonmarcellus.com. There's Instagram, Jason Marcellus. There's TikTok, Jason Marcellus. Twitter, I'm there. So, yeah, those are the big three.
Okay, good. So check them out there and, you know, get some relaxation going in your life. Thank you so much for waking up this morning and talking to me about your newest album, Jason. I hope you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You have a great weekend, too.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I guess just got off the phone with Jason Marcellus talking about his album Music for Meditation and Relaxation Part 1. A lot of great songs on there. And at first you might think they're all the same, but they're not. You really got to listen. He got waves on some. He has, like, this vibration thing going that goes throughout the whole song. There's No Vibration and some great titles like Looking Up to the Stars, Chimes for Relaxation. He has Tibetan Bowl Inspiration Sounds that opens the album. So there's a lot of cool things. One might click with you, and that'll be the one you can use to relax, you know, from your crazy boss, from your kids, from your husband or your wife, whatever you need relaxation for. Thank you again for tuning in. This coming week, I'm going to be speaking with actor RJ Smith. He's on The Rookie, and we're going to talk about his acting career. That's actually a special show. It's on the 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, 7 p.m. Eastern in the middle of the week. So you guys have a great weekend, and I'm going to end with deep reflection from Jason Marcellus' album Music for Meditation and Relaxation Part 1.